Hi, this is Daddy St. James, and this is Funny Lady Life, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
Well, what do we have for you today? Well, we have a funny story. You know, it's funny after the fact, right, Larry?
Yeah, like funny, like murder charges type stuff.
After the fact.
Not so funny.
So this is what happened. So I was cleaning out some closets, and, you know, I have 70-some wigs. I lost track of count. Is that how you say that, Larry? I lost count. Okay.
Yeah, a lot of wigs, yeah.
Anyway, I needed to pare them down. And, you know, Mariella, whatever the hell her name is always screaming, Diablo, Diablo, at my beautiful wigs in my wig room. She won't even come in there and clean, Larry. It's really getting me upset. I have to go in there and clean, and we're paying her to clean our house. Anywho, I had a bag of garbage, and they already came to pick up. And I said, Larry, could you just throw this in the dumpster at the community college where he works? Didn't think anything of it.
No, you weren't concerned at all.
No, and why don't you share what happened?
Well, she gives me this bag, and I here we go with the dumpster drama again, I guess, because I have this bag, and I figured it's light, it's old clothes, whatever, so I go to college, you know, and I toss it in the dumpster, you know? And then you know Betty from, you know, I talk about Newsbag Betty that got us know everybody's business and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, apparently she must have seen me throw the bag in there. Probably want to get me in trouble or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like
she has it in for you.
Throwing your home trash in the school dumpster or whatever,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well. So,
yeah, well, whatever the case it was, you know, I guess she went out there to just had to see what I was doing, what I was throwing in there or whatever.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, she's screaming like a wild hyena and everything, running around screaming and everything like that, causing all kind of commotion, calls the cops, right?
Unbelievable.
Yeah, next thing you know, cops are there and stuff, and they're looking in the dumpster like, what the hell's going on or whatever. So I go down, and what's the problem here? What the hell's going on? It's like, oh, he's the one that threw it in there. You know, next thing you know, it's like they're going to arrest me or something. Like, what the hell are you talking about? So here, in a dumpster, you had a wig in there, I guess, right?
It was an old one, yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't need it.
Well, it was sitting right on top of that bag like a dead body in there, a carcass.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
they're
Larry.
Thinking I'm getting rid of a body. Could you imagine that?
I didn't even think about the cameras around. I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, sure. So they said, what the heck you talking about? Body. It's a light bag of clothes. They're like, well, what's that? And I'm like, well, it's probably a wig or something. I'm like, you know, so I didn't want to have to crawl in there, and they didn't look like they were in any hurry to do it, so I just grabbed a stick, you know, and I started poking the bag. I'm like, look, poke, 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 you know, Betty, I don't know, I think she fainted or something, started screaming again.
She fell
She's
over.
Nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So then I'm like, okay, well, I guess I had to prove it because they were asking me all these questions. But why don't you just look, you know? So I crawled in the dumpster, and I got the bag, and I'm like, here's your dead body, and I threw the wig
and
out,
they,
you know?
And they gave him a $500 fine.
Yeah.
For illegally dumping. You know, that's my fault. It's on me, Larry. I'm going to have to pay that fine because I truly thought that, you know, you said it's just a dumpster and, you know, there's not a lot of stuff in it.
Well, it's not a body disposal, that's for sure.
No, but they thought it was.
Yeah,
they thought it was.
Looked pretty suspicious, I guess, you know?
Yeah, we got to be careful with these wigs, Larry. We got to put them in the bag on the bottom. If I ever get rid of them.
I'm not disposing of no more wigs. That's for damn sure after that.
So this is what happens. I mean, we could laugh about it now, but when it was going on, poor Larry. I thought you were going to have a heart attack when you told me this story.
Any more dumpster stuff, I'm going to have a nervous breakdown. I'm staying the hell away from
dumpsters. No more. And in truth be told, it wasn't clothes because we donate those. You know, I love to donate the Goodwill. But, it was just old stuff that I have been hoarding. Some Avon stuff out of date. There was some stuff that was like 20 years old, Larry. I couldn't believe it in my Avon closet.
Doesn't matter. Wig equaled body equals Larry in trouble equals no.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah. No.
So that's what happened. And, you know, lesson to be learned. Don't ever throw your stuff in a public dumpster because you can get a fine.
If it's a wig, sure.
Thank you so much for listening to Funny Lady Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.